Hi, put on a happy face. It's time for Love Workshop.
I'm just sort of sitting around day after day in quiet desperation, knowing that I have nothing to be happy about.
Well, probably the best thing to do would be to kill yourself.
Love Workshop!
Or maybe you could get into some real sick behavior, like possibly rubbing this chocolate snack cake I have here into your hair.
Love Workshop, the weekly program designed to make your life a little less enjoyable with
me, Vern,
and myself, Craig.
That's us,
Craig and Craig.
Good afternoon, Love Workshop Stewardess and Secretary Behavior Modification Center.
Hello, my name is Jack Boatner. I've got it all set up where I can work over this stewardess pretty thoroughly tonight, and I was wondering if I could bring her by and have you check her out to see if she's going to be tolerable or not.
Certainly, sir. We'll be expecting you. Hello, may I help you?
Yes, I'm Jack Boatner. I called earlier.
Of course. And what is your name?
Missy.
Missy. And when was your last abstract thought?
What's that?
Okay, Missy, place all your turquoise in the brown envelope and follow the green line down the hall and to your right. Vernon Craig, we've got a Missy, 2 squash blossoms, 3 liquid silver, no he-she, no abstract thought. Holding in room 4.
Well, 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 you're Missy. Now, first we're going to make a few preliminary evaluations, Missy, beginning with the super response battery. Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
All right. Western Hemisphere.
Hey, that's a super place.
Okay. Salk vaccine.
Hey, that's a super vaccine.
Okay. Chris Schenkel.
Hey, he's a super guy.
All right. Mayonnaise.
Hey, that's super on a sandwich.
Okay. International Monetary Fund.
Hey, that's super.
Okay.
Vern, we've got a 5/5 on the super response battery.
Okay, Craig, I'll send in Mr. Boatner.
Mr. Boatner, we're going to attach these electrodes here to your male organ to measure your operational hey, that's super quotient. So when I give the signal, I want you to initiate your customary foreplay with Missy.
All right, Mr. Boatner. Stand by. Go.
Oh, Missy, let's do it.
Hey, what a super idea.
Oh, God.
Mr. Boatner, we have a full to flaccid hey, that's super degeneration factor of 3.6 seconds. Will you please join us in room number 8?
Mr. Boatner, Missy is quite obviously suffering from an accelerated para-Navajo retail erosion of the turquoise inventory consciousness, subsequently arousing a constant need to assert her presence at the social turquoise strata by sustaining a concentrated level of hey, that's super responses.
So, by eliminating her dependence on turquoise, we can control the hey, that's supers. And although she'll still be the same shallow vegetable you brought in here, Mr. Boatner, there's a good possibility that our modification may render her speechless altogether, which, of course, would be ideal.
Missy, we are going to project a movie. You may not close your eyes, or you shall receive an electric shock. If you should become sick and throw up, please do so on Craig, as stewardess vomit makes us both tingle with fascination. Stand by.
This is turquoise. This is an Indian. This is his happy Indian turquoise workbench where he flies his noble craft for the sheer joy of being an Indian.
This is a pile of stinking diarrhea.
This is a happy Indian child admiring his father's latest turquoise creation.
This is Adolf Hitler urinating on the stinking Indian child.
This is a fashionable woman wearing several very fine turquoise items. This is her comfortable patio where she is entertaining friends who are also wearing turquoise items.
This is a 500-pound pig with 2 turquoise belt buckles laced into his nose. This is Adolf Hitler feeding the happy Indian child to the pig. This is the pig spreading the bones of the happy Indian child all over the comfortable patio of the fashionable woman and spoiling her day.
This is a pile of turquoise.
This is a pile of stinking diarrhea.
Okay, Mr. Boatner, would you like to try again with the foreplay?
Oh, Missy, let's do it. Thanks, Vernon Craig. She's perfect.
Don't mention it, Mr. Boatner.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Coon Line, America's most popular radio call-in show for Negroes. Craig?
Good evening, everyone. It's 7 o'clock here at our studios. The topic is gun control. The number is 946-9993, and the Coon Lines are open right now. Coon Line?
Well, I'm going to excuse myself because all the jobs and my baby's going about now.
Mm-hmm. I understand your point, Mr. Washington. Mr. Jackson had no right to monopolize the jukebox.
Yeah, well, he's going to
the jail. While it's on your mind, sure. Go back down to the bar and kill him. Otherwise, who knows? Tomorrow you may forget about the whole thing.
Well, I don't did. I have no other alternative.
Uh-huh. You have no other alternative, Mr. Washington. Thanks for calling. The topic is gun control. 946-9993.
Coon Line. And I'm going to my gun where I'm at.
You lost your gun? Whereabouts, Mr. Jefferson? Okay, we have a Negro without a gun at the 26,248th block of West 13,373rd Street. Good luck and thanks for your call. Gun control is the topic, 946-9993.
Coon Line.
You're going to rob a bank, and you have your own gun. Very good, sir. Thanks for your call. Gun control, 946-9993.
Coon Line.
You have some advice for the last caller. Well, I'm sure he's aware of that, sir. Anyone knows that you always perform a better bank robbery drunk. Increases your effectiveness 100%. I see. You want to help him get drunk if he'll let you use his gun to shoot your wife. Well, that's right, sir. We're all in this together. Thank you for calling. Gun control is our topic, 946-9993. Coon Line? Yes, Mr. Washington, your brother called earlier. I see. Two men took his gun and killed him. That's a shame, Mr. Washington. You needed the gun to shoot your employer. Of course it needs to be done, Mr. Washington. All right, we've got an emergency Negro without a gun. Any of you out there who have already had a chance to shoot your employer might want to provide Mr. Washington with that same good fortune. Thanks for calling. We're discussing gun control.
946-9993. Coon Line.
You called earlier about robbing a bank. Yeah, I remember. Oh, I understand. You mentioned that you have your own gun, which may have led the listeners to believe that you only have one gun, when in fact you have several. And if you change your mind about robbing the bank, you're definitely going to shoot your wife and your employer. Good for you, sir. Thank you for calling. Our time is up here at the Coon Line. I've enjoyed talking with you this evening, and until next time, be thinking of what you might like to talk about on
Coon Line, America's most popular radio Negro call-in program.
You know, Craig, it's not often we here at the Love Workshop get a chance to turn the spotlight over to someone else for a change.
You're so right, Craig, especially to an exceptional member of the community whose individual private achievements are such a marvelous inspiration to us all that their efforts just don't deserve to go unnoticed.
You're absolutely correct, Craig, which is why we've invited Miss Mary McCarthy down to the Love Workshop this evening. How are you, Mary?
Fine, Boone and Craig.
Mary, I just want to say that on behalf of both Craig and I, that it's a real pleasure to have you here. And Craig, without embarrassing our guest too much, why don't you tell the audience what this remarkable young teenage girl has done?
Gladly, Craig. Mary here was born with a speech impediment. To put it simply, the doctor said that it was uncorrectable and that she would have to live with it for the rest of her life. But Mary has, through her own raw determination, overcome this terrible handicap. And this evening, she has consented to read us an original poem. that she has written to express the joy that has filled her life as a result of her accomplishment. Ladies and gentlemen, Mary McCarthy.
During my rich yet restless life, I recall many remarkable remembrances reminding me of the wrong and right that revived my cerebral resurrection.
What is this, some sort of joke?
Mary, I thought you'd overcome your speech impediment.
We were under the impression that you could talk like a normal person, Mary. But so far, I'm not hearing talking. I'm hearing unintelligible gibberish, but
this,
no talking.
This must be your idea of a gag, some sort of a comical gag, is it?
I did the best I could.
So does Roy Campanella in his wheelchair, but he can't walk! So we didn't invite him on the show! Vern, I'm appalled! Just appalled!
I'm sorry.
And hey, Mary, the poem was a real intellectual bonanza.
I recall many remarkable remembrances. Who the hell do you think you are?
Ow.
You wrecked our show!
Ow.
Nice shot, Vern.
Thanks, Craig.
Hey, I'm going to grab a soft drink down the hall. Can I get you something?
Vern, I'm absolutely stuffed from that ice cream we had before that. Just a second. Shut up!
It's no trouble whatsoever, Vern.
Really, Vern, you're spoiling me. You're calling for me.
Okay, back in a second.
Say, Mary.
What?
You don't get anything because you wrecked our show. Vern, I have a letter here from Dr. Wesley A. Goodwin, Chancellor of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Oh, what's it say?
Well, I was just getting to that, Vern. Dear Vern and Craig, for the last 45 years, I have devoted my life to the study of physics and its applications in the area of nuclear fission. During that time, I have published 134 separate books and papers, in addition to serving as chairman of the National Academy of Sciences and special advisor for atomic research to five successive U.S. presidents. But my life is like a prison, and I cannot take it for 1 minute more. The next time you see me, I shall be dead and at peace at last. Sincerely, Dr. Wesley A. Goodwin.
Is that the whole letter?
I think so, Vern. That's all that's here.
Well, it doesn't say anything about the show.
You know, you're right, Vern. I just sort of took it for granted that the letter did.
Well, obviously it doesn't.
My mistake, Vern. Sometimes you get a little careless. I'll try to keep a sharper lookout in the future.
Well, that could happen to anyone, Vern. Good night.
Good night, Vern. I really feel badly about it.